Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Well, welcome everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. It is an exciting day today, and thank you all for tuning in once again to this amazing, amazing, amazing show that has been created for the community and with so much to come for 2012. Such a good, good start for the year. One being with, as you guys know, the first annual Keystone Leadership Award that will be held at the Porter Sanford Center in DeKalb County in Atlanta, Georgia. People are coming in and flying in from all over to such an amazing event to honor those leaders that make a difference in our community and that serve us passionately. So we are absolutely excited. But thank you guys for tuning in today on this very, very special broadcast today. I have a very special guest for you guys today. It is 12:01, should I say, here on the west coast of things, San Diego, Los Angeles, on January 24, 2012, 3 p.m., 3:01 ATL. So lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. You guys know we are giving tons of tickets away to the biggest celebration that's about to happen in Atlanta. We've been Twittering, LinkedIn. You guys are all over Facebook. So, yes, I am giving away 2 VIP tickets today, also along with 2 red carpet. Call in 347-215-8709 and tell me why Keystone Leaders are so important in our community. And as always, you guys know we are on live chat at BuildGrowToJoy.com. Seems that's where a lot of you guys like to hit me up there or Facebook. But it's okay. You can call in, you guys, also. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you guys. But BuildGrowToJoy.com live chat. You can also let me know why Keystone Leaders are important to our community. So that way I can give you these tickets and you can be a part of this star-studded event that is coming to Atlanta, as you guys know, January the 28th. 2012, Porter Sanford Center, DeKalb County, Georgia, in an effort to stimulate our community, helping it to thrive, giving some money back or fundraising to make sure that we support community initiatives with the organization of honor being the Porter Sanford Third Performing Arts Center, along with the Salvation Army Ray and Joan Kroc Center in Atlanta, along with some selected organizations of honor in which we would like to support that give back to our community. So you can get your tickets, Keystone Leaders Awards, KeystoneLeaderAwards.charityhappening.com or .org. I'm very, very sorry about that. Myself, along with Marie Moore, will be hosting Evelyn Mims, Working Diva, Triple Reese, reality star and model. You guys know who he is. He's had a great, great season with Sweet Home Alabama. And, of course, socialite Dr. Zelda M. Pittman. And that's from 4 to 6 p.m. on January 28th. Red carpet reception, 7 to 10 p.m. We have the awards ceremony. We have a lot of people that are involved. I can tell you that this is all over Hollywood. You can Google it. You'll see a lot of the magazines all in Beverly Hills because we have some big names that we're honoring. Mr. Darby Hutcherson, the president of Multi-Motion Pictures Association Diversity Awards, he wants to meet a lot of you guys in Atlanta. I've expressed to him the talent that is in Atlanta. And let me tell you, Darby does not come to Atlanta because he is so all over everywhere else. He knows a lot about Atlanta, but not like how I want to show him on the community side to show the real talent, the raw talent that's in our community. So he's going to be staying for 4 days. You guys heard him on his interview, and he's going to be around town wanting to check out what's going on. Reverend Ralph Abernathy, Music Soul Child, Alexa Scott with the Atlanta Daily World. Also, make sure you guys go pick up a copy because we are running and featuring in the Atlanta Daily World about this event. The 100 Black Men, John Grant and Henry Kelly, Lamon Rucker, Tyler Perry. I mean, the list goes on and on. So if you're not at this event, then I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's something you're going to miss out on. It's one of a kind, first time ever coming to Atlanta. And as I can tell you, that it's going to be a big night to celebrate, and it will be well talked about as it is right now throughout the community. So with today, I have the second organization of honor. As you guys know, the Kroc Center with Ms. Aikina Mbaka was on earlier this month to speak about the Kroc Center, which is one of the organizations of honor. Well, I have the next leader to our treasure, the Porter Sanford Center, where we will, like I said, host this event, and that is Mr. David Manuel, Executive Director of the Porter Sanford Senior Center. Welcome, David.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's just awesome to have you, and I'm excited to have this event at the Porter Center. Like I said, so much people is just really, really finally, you know, like, wow, you know, we never knew this was in Atlanta. Like I told myself, it's a community treasure, as with the Croc Center. You know, I've been volunteering with the Croc Center for about 4 years, and, you know, when I heard a little more about the Porter Sanford Center, what it was brought to me, I was like, wow, we have got to have it here because it's just awesome for the community. So I would like for us to start this interview so you can tell everyone, you know, what is the Porter Sanford Center? How did it come about, and what makes it a treasure in our community?
Well, before I even get started, I want to say congratulations to you because I've had so many people call me from DeKalb County, from Atlanta, to talk about this event. Everybody's excited about it. So you definitely have a following and a reach, and you have really put the word out about this event.
Awesome, awesome.
So I'll tell you a little bit about the Porter Sanford III Performing Arts and Community Center. This center is located in DeKalb County. This center is about 3 years old, so it's a real new art center. And I have been the executive director for 1 year. I'm actually celebrating my one-year anniversary this month.
Perfect timing.
It's a party. But, you know, my background is I've spent over 25 years as a director at the Woodruff Arts Center in Atlanta. And it's just an honor to be part of a new center that has a new vision, a new look, and a new drive to really want to not only support the community, but also provide a platform so that young audience and young talent can come out and showcase their work.
Now, this was actually donated to the county from one community leader himself, which, had he still been here, he would have probably been elected as honored as a community, a Keystone leader himself. So let's talk a little more about Mr. Porter Sanford himself, what brought him to want to do this throughout the community and make that difference.
Well, you know, Porter Sanford III was a commissioner in DeKalb County, and he was an advocate for the arts, but more importantly, he was an advocate for family. And this center is named after him because of the leadership and just the pillar of a man that he stood in this community. But there are so many others that was really involved in the construction of this art center. There were so many other commissioners, CEOs, and just community leaders that came on board to say, hey, arts are important in this community. Arts are important in this side of town. So they wanted to make sure that they put together an art center that could handle future events, that can handle future programs, that had the technology to accommodate the upcoming most exciting concerts, programs, and stage plays. And so it's a collaborative effort, and they came up with this great art center.
Wow. Well, it's absolutely a beautiful center, and I know that this event is just going to really going to be amazing there. Like I said, like you know, as you're telling me, the word is getting around. That's what it's all about, is bringing the attention to, you know, these type of organizations, because this is where it starts, especially for our children. You know, those are the foundation. You know, a lot of people are talking about this this center, and you know, they didn't even know things like this is going on in Atlanta and Georgia here on the West Coast. So it's absolutely a pleasure to be able to host this here. Now, the center itself hosts a lot of events, a lot of big name events besides, you know, this one that's coming. Tell us a little more on some of the past events that have taken place at the Porter Sanford Center.
Well, a lot of people, you know, really started learning about the center through ABC when Steve Harvey did his talk show where he had a couple of celebrity guests, and they did a panel, and it was a great turnout. It was so great that there was a line wrapped all the way around the building. And so that happened a couple of years ago with Steve Harvey. And from that, we've had Jasmine Guy and award-winning director Kenny Leon, which is doing his productions now in New York. They brought the Colored Museum that was directed by Jasmine Guy here, and we had over 10,000 people to come see that play. The biggest part about this is because we are a new center and we're getting the word out, the best way to brand ourselves is through great programming. So with your Steve Harveys, with your Jasmine Guy, in the past month we've had everybody from Angie Stone to Tony Terry to Terry Vaughn coming here to do some sort of programming that the community can actually sit down and see. So we ended the year 2011 with a bang, and now we're getting ready to launch with, you know, the Keystone Leader Event in January. We're looking at 2012 to be a really grand year for us in terms of getting the word out and also inviting other people to come and bring their programs and production on our stage.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, this was not planned out, everyone. This is just sometimes things are just meant to happen. I had no idea that this was your year of anniversary here, and not just that, just, you know, just the way it's just been kind of leading up to this. And then for us, for, you know, me and Bill Grunny Joy, you know, just to be able to get these big name people to come and really see what's going on at the center. So some of the other things that you guys have in on besides the performing arts, people can rent like classrooms. What are some of the things besides, like, just, you know, some people think performing arts, they see the stage. There are some other educational entities, or not entities, but educational programs that can be held there. Just talk a little more about other programs that can be used at the center, you know, meetings, accommodations, you know, the type of things that you guys have to offer.
Right. And, you know, not only are we an art center, but we also a community center. So we also offer classes in ballet, hip hop dance. We do a Chicago stepping class every Thursday for adults. We do a stroke by numbers, a painting classes, which is the perfect date night for any couple. We do that once a month. We also have Afro salsa. And if you know how to salsa, Afro salsa it provides a little bit more hip action, but it is a great exercise, but it's also a great night to come with a live DJ, instructors, and to be in a very social atmosphere. So we're bringing those kind of programs as well. We also have next door to us a garden. It's called Wonderland Garden, and it's an organization that teach people, young people and adults, on the importance of nutritional eating. And they plant their food, they cook their food, and they do food showcases and classes that we invite seniors, but also young people, because as you know, childhood obesity is a huge topic in today's society. So not only do we try to bring the best in programming on our stage in terms of concerts and plays and dances, but in our classroom, we have karate classes for young people. We have a plethora of different programs that will fit every age in your household. So we try to be not only an art center, but we also try to be a community center that really raises up the community in terms of forums that address the state of our city, forums that address the state of our world, but also the important topics as well. So we do a lot of different programs that really bring out the community at large to kind of partake in what we're trying to do here.
And that's so true that you did, you know, for you to say that, and it's so well needed for our community. I'm not sure if you listened to yesterday's airing. I had Reverend Abernathy on the air, and that's what he was talking about, just the educational and providing those resources to the community to leave that legacy and to, you know, open a more diverse environment so that, you know, we can kind of, you know, not be in the situation that we're in financially. I don't know if you're aware, but, you know, Atlanta Metro itself, the unemployment rate is 25%. It is just ridiculous, you know, and so many people are just like, you know, don't know where to turn, don't know where to start, and, you know, it starts. This is where it starts, and that's why it's just wonderful to have, you know, a center like the Porter and you know, in our community that can provide these type of programs, that can provide that type of, you know, outlet where, you know, it can expose to diverse, which is so important to me, environments and anybody's growth, not just the youth. Well, we're going to take a quick break, David, and when we get back, I want you to talk a little more about anything that you may like to cover on the Porter Center, and also you're a published author, and I want you to just mention your book a little bit. We know that's another show, but I want you to tell everyone. But just hold tight. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
toot. There's not an echo. But we are back. Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Have David Manuel, Executive Director for the Porter Sanford Center, which is the organization of honor for the upcoming Keystone Leadership Award. If you have not gotten your tickets, you need to get your ticket today because this is going to be the hottest ticket in town to this event. That's Keystone Leader, ShipAwards.charityhappening.org. Also, 347-215-8709. I have one more VIP ticket, and then one more red carpet that is left. So you can hit me up on my Facebook. You can hit me up on Bill Grown and Joy Chat. But I do have one more of each because I have given the other two away. But David, are you excited?
I'm very excited, and my phone is blowing up. Our email is blowing up. You know, the great thing about hosting this event here, I mean, there's so many community leaders that are doing so many great things, and for you guys to take the time out to honor a few of them, I mean, some of these unsung soldiers just do it. They don't do it for the award. They do it because, you know, they're servants, and that's what they want to be remembered by. So I just think this is great to get an opportunity to be up close and personal with them.
Right. You hit it. So is there anything else you'd like to share about the Porter Center? Because, like I said, I want you to mention a little more about, you know, you have a lot going on yourself as a leader because, you know, you are a leader to the community treasure, but there's a lot that you have going on yourself, one being very important to the community, too, and that is a book that you wrote about. But is there anything else you'd like to share about the Porter?
Well, and you're right. I wrote a book that celebrates the role of African-American fathers. But in terms of the Porter Sanford Arts Center, the great thing about this art center is it's located in the community. It is 15 minutes from downtown Atlanta. It is 15 minutes from the airport. It's so easy to get to. Parking is free, and you don't find that hardly anywhere these days, free parking. But, you know, the most important part about it is a small art center with big programming. And I think, you know, with having, you know, your award show here at our center, it's going to open up the doors for this new center so that we can actually start promoting and inviting people from New York, from L.A., with their artwork,
right,
with their programming to come to, you know, this part of Atlanta to see this type of platform. So having this here is the huge branding push that we need, and so we're excited about that.
Awesome. So how does people get more information on the Porter? Let them know where they can get.
Yeah, you can go to our website. If you go to www.PorterSanfordPerformingArtsCenter.com, or if you Google Porter Sanford III Performing Arts Center, and it'll take you directly to the website. You'll see a calendar of list of programming, but you'll also see some great photos that kind of highlight all our classrooms, all our lobby space, our theater space, and the exterior of the building too as well.
Awesome. I am father. Tell us about that.
Yes, that is my masterpiece. That is, I guess you can compare it to, that is my baby. People know me in the arts community because I've been in the arts community for over 25 years, but I always tell people I'm a father first. And I wanted to showcase that because too many times you hear the negative things about fatherhood, especially African-American fathers. So this book is more geared toward changing that perception. And if we don't change the perception, no one else will. So this book highlights about 40 fathers, and all the stories are told through the eyes of their children. So you have some celebrity dads and some everyday dads. So some of the fathers are Sidney Poitier, he's one. Morgan Freeman, he's one. Kevin Lyles is one. Basketball player Dominique Wilkins is one. Tom Joyner is one. There's so many others. Big Boy from the group Outkast is one. But all the stories are different, and all the stories are told by their children celebrating their relationship with their dad. It's positive. There's no profanity. And it's a very good read because each page is a different story because each page highlights a separate father. And the name of the book is called I Am a Father, and you can get it on the website if you Google IamAFather.net. And it's a great book. And then the great part about it is as we celebrate Black History Month, this is also a great book to really celebrate powerful fathers doing what they're really supposed to do, take care of their family.
Absolutely. And you have like a little special going on, and I hope you have some at the Keystone Leadership Awards. I'm sure some of these guests that are coming would love to see a copy of it.
Yeah, you know, who knows? We might do something special and might even use them as gift bags, too. So, you know.
Okay, be, I got you.
Might just be a gift item, you know? Why not?
Yeah, that would be nice. So that is IamAFather.net, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it is just absolutely, an honor to be able to honor you as leading one of the community treasures. So needed in our community, along with, you know, sending the message, as you say, it is the foundation for being, that leader to other fathers and the father as you are with yourself. So we are absolutely honored to honor you in the Porter Center. Congratulations on your year being a leader for the treasure in our community, the Porter Center, and just being a Keystone leader overall. So absolutely, we are honored and congratulations.
Well, thank you, thank you. And I hope your listeners go to Facebook and click on the Porter Sanford III Performing Arts page and just like the page, and then you'll get an update on so many of the programs that we have coming up, so many of the offerings that we have coming up. We have a lot of great productions and concerts coming up in the month of February that we're excited to talk about. So, you know, if you like that page, you'll see all the things that we're doing in 2012.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I will see you soon. I will see you soon, David. And it's just, like I said, it's just a pleasure. And just congratulations to you and your team. You guys are absolutely awesome.
Well, thank you, and thank your listeners, and thank you for having us. And I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Awesome. Well, there you guys have it, Mr. David Manuel, Executive Director of the Organization of Honor for the first annual Bill Grown and Joy Keystone Leadership Award, Porter Sanford Center. You guys get your tickets today. As I have mentioned, I can tell you guys, this is going to be the hottest ticket in the city. If you are not at this event, you're missing out, because this is your opportunity, as we have always been saying, and as you just heard Mr. Emanuel say, to get in and meet these leaders that are making a difference in the community face-to-face. You know, it's just about real, you know, no one with attitudes or anything. Here's the real thing. I mean, just, you know, rubbing elbows with them and just speaking, you know, what's on your mind, and just mingling and making that connection. So that's January the 28th at the Porter Sanford Center. More information also on BillGrowandEnjoy.com. You can get your tickets, like I said, at the Keystone Leadership Awards.charityhappening.org. So that is going to conclude our show for today. Oh, and make sure you do get over there and get a copy of David's book. I have checked it out myself, and it is absolutely a beauty. So IamAFather.net. I'm going to put it up on the site for you guys to go check it out. It is a great gift for Black History Month coming. So help support him and his efforts and all he does. Absolutely deserve it, well deserved. But that is going to conclude our show for today, everyone. We are excited. We are not going to be on the air because I am prepping to get to the ATL. So you guys come on, just send this out to all the people. You guys know all our shows are archived. Listen to Ralph's show from Monday. That was absolutely, from yesterday, was absolutely a very, very powerful show. Or any of the shows, but we will be back on the air after this award ceremony, get pictures up on the site. We are just excited to birth this in the city of Atlanta with so much bigger and greater things to come. So get your tickets, be a part of something that is about to change the city. History, baby. So that's BillGrownAndJoy.com, Keystone Leadership Awards.charityhappenings.org. And as always, that I tell you guys, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.